dictation for Richard Grus or Grus, G-R-U-S-S, February 2731, addressed as a letter to Saginaw V8, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw V8, consultation for Mr. Grus with chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with son. He is aware of right-sided kidney not functioning, prior hydronephrosis, ureteral stent. Eventually, functional testing shows no excretion on the right-sided and no further procedures was done. He was following urology at Bay City many years back. He is very hard of hearing, uses a cane, complains of tremors of the head, unsteadiness. The head feels heavy but no headaches. Denies vertigo, denies chest pain palpitation. There is minor lightheadedness, weight appetite is stable, has a history of colon cancer, colostomy was done, received chemotherapy radiation treatment, there was liver metastasis, apparently isolated, amenable to resection, University of Michigan a few years back. He still has his prostate. There is frequency, urgency, decreased flow and volume, but no infection, cloudiness of blood or incontinence. Some abdominal gas pain. However, no diarrhea, no bleeding, no gross edema. Denies numbness. Denies discolor of the toes, claudication symptoms. Denies night cramps. No chest pain palpitation. Denies the use of oxygen, no CPAP machine, norphopnea PND. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypertension, used to take more medications recently, apparently in the low side. Diabetes, only on diet. Occasionally insulin, no documented retinopathy, foot ulcers. His remote history of the vein thrombosis, right-sided. No pulmonary emboli. He's not aware of TIS stroke seizures, no heart problems, no liver cirrhosis, no anemia, blood transfusion, no pneumonia. Denies blood in the urine. Question back pain, radiculopathy. He's not aware of kidney stones, no malignancy. Has followed with neurology. Next paragraph, surgeries including partial colectomy, ostomy, 3-4 back surgeries, liver resection of metastasis, gallbladder, bilateral cataract surgery. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, occasionally alcohol, used to smoke cigars and pipe, briefly discontinued more than 50 years ago. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications. Blood pressure, 8 CTC, low dose 12.5, isolated insulin Levimir, 2-3 units, probably once a week, if glucose more than 200, on B12 magnesium, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 146, 65 inches tall, blood pressure 140-62 on the right, 150-60 on the left. There is some degree of rhinophimia, R-I-N-O-P-H-I-M-I-A. decrease hearing. No gross respiratory distress, no palpable sylvian lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JBD. Lungs are distant clear, no gross arrhythmia. Prior surgeries from liver mass resection, has an ostomy, stools are brown, no bleeding. Some degree of livedo and peripheral vascular disease, minimal edema. He wears dentures. Cataract surgery, lens implant, hard of hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements. Next paragraph is my understanding. He was admitted McLaren twice this year. First 5 days, went home 2 days and readmitted for bowel obstruction another 7 days. We are going to obtain those discharge summaries. He was doing blood pressure at home with low blood pressure in the 110s over 60s. They do not correlate with blood pressure in the office. Next paragraph, chemistry is available. The last one is from May. Creatinine has progressively risen, 1.72 and now 2.1. A normal sodium potassium metabolic acidosis likely from the ostomy with a high chloride. GFR will be now 29th stage 4. Normal calcium glucose. Normal thyroid, B12, ferritin. There has been anemia around 12. A1C 7.7. Normal white blood cell platelets. Urine, no activity for blood or protein. The abnormal kidney function already documented through the years. 2023, 1.7 GFR 37. 2018, 1.8 GFR 36. 2017, 1.7 GFR 39. 2011, 1.4 GFR 49. There is a prior CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast. This is from May 2023. Normal liver, normal spleen. The right kidney is atrophic. At that time, right-sided ureteral stent. The left kidney was considered normal size, and there were stones without obstruction. Bladder was normal. Colostomy in place. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, slowly progressive over time, maybe a component of pre-renal from the ostomy, non-atrophic right kidney, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, there is metabolic acidosis. In relation to the ostomy, potentially bicarbonate replacement, blood pressure in the office is higher. Agree with HCTC. Blood tests will be monitoring on a regular basis. Blood pressure machine needs to be updated. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We will get discharge summaries from December, January, early this year from McLaren. We are going to update left-sided renal ultrasound and post-void bladder. further advice with results for changes on diet or new medications. Follow up with neurology about the unsteadiness. Continue to follow end of dictation.